I would very much imagine that we will have live concerts on the air. We don't really have the room to do that here, but we would have the room to do it there. Peter McCracken, meet Gary Cantor, and then exchange places so Peter can sit down. Peter is my next guest.
Doing a sit-in.
Are you going to sit in? Oh, good. That'd be grand. Anyway, Peter, have a chair. Why don't you have that chair right there, the nice, cozy, painted, lovely wooden chair. Hey, Peter.
Hey.
How are you? Yeah? What's a thumb drive? I bet I know what I am supposed to do with this.
Let's play some music.
Yeah, well, let me ask you, as I asked Mary Hiltz a little bit ago, I'm going to have to ask you to talk for a moment because this is going to take a little wrangling of the computer here. What do you think having KPTZ, boy, look at the tiny logos here, on the campus of Fort Worden, what will that do for you and your work at Fort Worden, which is to say Voice Works and the Festival of American Fiddle Tunes? All right, you talk. I have to fiddle with the computer, please.
Oh, it's totally hard to tell the potential for doing recordings, doing secret concerts.
Secret concerts?
Will you be down in the basement, right?
We are in the basement. Why do we keep it a secret, though, Peter? What have you in mind? I see a bunch of tracks here. Tracks one through...
Yeah.
I don't know which ones of these you want me to...
Read the titles to me. What do you got there?
Okay, just a minute here. Oop, there we go. I have track 01. I have I Don't Want to Get Married.
Oh, you can play that if you want. That's a brand new record from Alison DeGroot and Tatiana Hargreaves. They made this little banjo and fiddle record. And... are singing a bunch, and that particular tune is from Edna Poplin, a Poplin family of South Carolina.
Okay, well, I think that I have actually figured out. I'm not quite done. You're not quite done talking either.
Radio.
I have to do this. Yes. Well, we don't want to just say nothing. View sort by. See, this is all has to be done when people bring thumb drives. All right, so I Don't Want to Get Married, but you are married, Peter. I guess this isn't your song, is it?
I did used to sing this.
Did you really?
Back in the day.
Yeah, well, I remember you from old-timey music around Seattle.
Yeah, that's where we met with Crab.
Crab.
You were a Crab nut.
Radio then, radio now. And then the Gippos were the inspiration for a whole bunch of folks.
I just heard the Gippos played... By Dave Long, mm-hmm. Two mornings ago.
Yesterday, actually.
Yeah, it just surprised me that a bunch of them Gippos are dead.
Well, golly sakes, I mean, there's only
three of five.
Three of five, yes, indeed. Well, we'll talk about getting married here, and then we'll talk about what I'm going to do with you when we're out at the fort. I have plans for you, but we'll not get into that until we listen to this song about marital bliss, I guess.
All right, then.
Oh, come on.
Little cottage, planted day to end.
Have they been or will they be to Vittletunes or VoiceWorks, Peter?
Oh, Tatiana was a kind of has been to Vittletunes many, many times. Last year she was a tutor. Allison is in Molsky's Mountain Drifters, the Bruce Molsky trio, and they'll be at Vittletunes in 2020.
Really, you're scheduling that? How far into the future do you schedule?
It depends.
Well, I mean, I schedule this show farther into the future than I sometimes want to even recognize. And I would imagine that you have to do the same thing to get some of the people that you want to get.
Yeah, it's pretty. You're working on it year round, you know, at least learning. You know, there's so much great music nowadays.
There is. You know, that's something that I've. There was a generation skip. Well, goodness knows, with this music, there's been a lot of generation skips. But there's a whole lot of young people playing, and playing pretty darn well.
Well, Tatiana, who was fiddling on that last one, she's maybe 20. I don't know how old she is. Extremely talented.
So when we talked once a couple, 3 years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but anyway, about your being a regular guest on the show. And you said you would be, but we never were able to make it happen.
Oh, we loved it.
And I think that a good part of the reason is that you're out there at the fort doing the work that you must be doing, and we are here. And I am thinking that when proximity rules, that we'll be able to collaborate more than we've been able to do.
It would definitely be easier. Mm-hmm. Well, the hard part of my life is not my job. It's my home.
Oh. Well.
My job, it's one of the great advantages of that is that it's flexible. So I could easily buzz over there like I have here today, but be even closer.
Way closer. I could just come knock on your door. If somebody doesn't show up, I could send a runner to say, Peter McCracken,
easy.
I bet he has his fiddle in his closet. You're fiddling still quite a bit, aren't you?
That thing has, like, kicked my ass, Phil. I've kind of given up for the time being.
Uh-huh. So the guitar is then...
I've been learning this Italian music on the mandolin with
a
bunch of people. Yeah, it's been really fun.
Oh, I would love to hear that.
They come out to the fort for my lunch hour twice a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why do we have them come here?
I'm very grateful.
Who else in your band, or this ensemble,
well,
or whatever it is?
John Morton and Afela and Chris and somebody I'm forgetting, Rico.
I don't know that guy.
Yeah, he's a nice player. They're really fun. I'm really grateful.
So you're learning tremolo.
Yeah.
You must tremolo with the Italian mandolin music. You sing too?
No. We haven't singing with that group.
Uh-huh. Okay. So when we met, we have a couple more minutes yet. Play one more song. When we met in Seattle, I don't think I ever heard where in the world you came to Seattle from.
Let's see. That would be...
Yeah, like where you were raised, for example.
Well, I grew up in Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
And graduated from high school in New Jersey. and went to college in Boston and for a couple months, and then went to California.
Why'd you do that?
I wanted to play music.
So you already were playing music then?
Yeah, but you know, started out with the you know, Bob Dylan, John Prine, Steve Goodman kind of thing.
Did you sing?
Yeah. You know, yeah. But this guy, Joe Wilson, who has since passed, moved to my town. And he, you know, at that time, there were no fiddle records. Like, if you wanted to learn the fiddle, it's not like now where anything of any value that's ever been recorded is available. There was nothing. There's a, you know, there was no county records. The county records had just started, you know. So he's writing the notes to a county record for, who the heck was that?
Somebody that made music.
God, I can't remember. It's this famous county record right now. Anyway, he turned me on to this and he said, you should go down to Galax, Virginia. They have a fiddler's contest down there. So I did, and kind of took it from there. I spent the next more than a decade in the summers. I would go to fiddler's conventions and visit tradition bearers and like that.
Were you a student in those days, or you're a working man? What were you doing?
I was sort of a derelict.
That's a good way to learn music.
Yeah. You know, I had a series of food service jobs and no skills, you know. And then I decided to go back to school. I went to forestry school at the University of Washington, and that's how I got there.
That right? You studied? Did you get a degree?
No.
Yeah.
No, I've been
music got in the way again.
Seven colleges, and I'm almost a junior. I love going to school, though.
Well, you kind of are on campus out at Fort Worth, and there's a bit of quite a bit of education going on around Centrum, and you're part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter, I see you are a shining light. My baby drinks water.
And I'd love to hear You Are My Shining Light. That's a song that Ferris Romero made up. She's the artistic director for VoiceWorks. And this is a song about Lucas Hicks, a good friend of ours who passed on in 2017. And it's lovely.
Take it easy and slow in these short days, as you best know. All the rivers and channel pines are whispering sure and quiet. You are a shining light, shining light. I wonder, does it wander and does it roam till it finds in you a home? You are a shining light, a shining light. Thank you.
The Romeros, and they're pretty fabulous. At VoiceWorks this year, right?
Yes, Ferris is the artistic director.
And when is VoiceWorks this year?
So last week in June.
Everything all sold out, pretty much?
The workshop's still available.
Okay.
Yeah, and the tickets haven't gone on sale yet, so nothing's sold out.
That's good news for us all. Yeah. Peter, I wish we could talk longer, but thank you for coming.
We will again.
And we'll see you at the Fort in a couple of years.
Thanks.
And then we'll get to be good buddies again.
All right, then.
See you then.